Here with your Radio On The Go news update, I'm Dylan Dierberg. Wednesday night around 6:30, Belmont police and ambulance were dispatched to a home in the city for an 18-year-old male with injuries from a discharge of a firearm. The individual was transported to the Iowa Specialty Hospital in Belmont, where he was treated and released. The incident is under investigation by the Belmont Police Department. Wednesday, about 12:20 p.m., the Clarksville Fire Department was called out on the report of a house on fire at 29673 175th Street, northeast of town. No injuries were reported. Clarksville Fire Chief John Myers tells Radio On The Go News when his department arrived, smoke and flames were seen coming from the attic of the two-story home. The fire caused extensive damage to the attic, with smoke and water damage in the rest of the home. The fire department from Shell Rock and Allison were called in to help with manpower given to the very cold conditions along with the Allison ambulance. Firefighters were on the scene for 4 hours. The cause is under investigation. If you haven't downloaded the new and improved Radio On The Go mobile app, you can do so for free at the Apple App Store and Google Play. The improved version of the app allows listeners to read the latest news and sports stories, check out scores from area high school sporting events, and check the latest markets. Don't forget, you can listen to the KLMJ stream on the app anywhere, anytime. Wednesday night, during the Alden City Council meeting, Councilmember Bob Hoverstein requested that junk vehicle remove letters be sent out to several residents in town, giving them 10 days to license and prove to the Hardin County Sheriff's Department that they are running and can be moved. If the vehicles do not run and are not licensed, they will be towed that day, and all costs will be assessed to the owner of the vehicle with the citation. No action was taken by the Alden City Council. In other business, the Alden City Council was informed that this year's Alden Days fundraiser is set for February 5th at 5 p.m. with a spaghetti supper, silent auction, and live auction. The Alden Days Committee is looking for donations for the auction. This year's inductees to the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are being announced for what will be the organization's 25th anniversary. Executive Director Clay Norris says one of the individual inductees will be the late Tom Bolin, a Sioux City native who was a guitarist and songwriter for bands including Deep Purple, The James Gang, and Zephyr.
He has not been inducted to date. He had been through a band, but it is wonderful to finally give him the notoriety that he deserves from his career. And then also his brother Johnny is being inducted the same year.
Norris says another Iowa artist who's being honored with the association's Spirit Award this year is 24-year-old singer Maddie Poppy from Clarksville.
Maddie is one of these up-and-coming stars that has already reached national notoriety as being the American Idol champion in 2018. What a wonderful young lady and a great ambassador for the state of Iowa and just for music in general.
The induction ceremony weekend at Arnold's Park is September 1st through the 4th. There will be an opening ceremony, the guitar marching band, and autograph party, Iowa Rocks talent contest, and inductee meet and greet. The Iowa Rock and Roll induction ceremony and concert will be on September 4th at the Roof Garden. Learn more at www.iowarockandroll.com. Charges have been dismissed against a man who was accused of breaking into a Wright County hog operation in 2020, placing hidden cameras, and stealing a live piglet. 35-year-old Matthew A. Johnson of Berkeley, California, was to have had his trial start this week in Wright County District Court in Clarion on the charges of third-degree burglary, electronic or mechanical eavesdropping, and agricultural production facility trespass. On Tuesday, Wright County County Assistant Attorney Joseph Coro filed a motion to dismiss the charges. According to criminal complaints and court documents, Johnson and an accomplice entered the Iowa Select Hog site in rural Dawes in May of 2020 without permission. Johnson and his accomplice, Linda L. Cridge of Fishers, Indiana, placed two live video streaming cameras and an audio recording device in the facility. Johnson was being prosecuted under a new section of the Iowa Code known as the Iowa Ag Gag Law, put into law prior to the break-in at the Iowa Select Farm facility. Meanwhile, Johnson's motion to dismiss on the grounds that the Ag Gag Law is unconstitutional under the First Amendment was denied. Wright County District Court Judge Derek Johnson dismissed the charges with prejudice, meaning the defendant cannot be charged with these crimes for the offense again. The trial of a man accused of killing an Iowa state trooper will be moved out of Grundy County, but the new location has not yet been decided. Attorneys for 42-year-old Michael Thomas Lang argued the trial should be moved because it would be difficult to find an unbiased jury in Grundy County. Lang is charged with murder and two other counts in the April death of State Patrol Sergeant Jim Smith. Prosecutors did not object to moving the trial. During a court hearing Wednesday, prosecutors argued against a defense motion to have a separate trial on a charge of assault on a peace offer. A judge took that issue under advisement. The birds in our area are built to handle the winter months, but even they could use some help on these very cold days. Chris Barber, the Interpretive Park Natural Resource Manager based at the Calkins Nature Area near Iowa Falls, tells Radio On The Go News what are the best types of bird seed to use.
Suet feeders are always great in the winter because they're high fat content, high calorie content. We always feed a lot of black oil sunflower seed. Those are also a lot of oil and fats to them, so they provide a lot of energy to the bird. We shy away from, you know, the thistle feed, and a little bit of millet is okay. Some of the cheaper feed mixes that you'll find have a lot of the millet that they won't eat, and they'll shovel it off to the side, and you end up wasting half of it anyway, or it ends up on your yard.
However, Barber says the remaining wildlife in the broadcast area does not need our help, for example, when we see deer.
Picking every little dead sprig of grass or chewing on tree bark or something that they look hungry, but if they're throwing, you know, a bunch of corn on the ground or bird seed for them, then they start to congregate and they start getting in very close proximity to one another, and that's the time of year that diseases can spread really rapidly because you have so many deer so close together instead of being spread out through the forest in other places. You can actually end up doing more harm than good by providing that extra feed.
For more information, go to HardinCountyConservation.com. That's it for this Radio On The Go news update. I'm Dylan Dierberg reporting.